Russian Assault. Dylan Riley Series, Book 2. Written by John Ruane. Narrated by Rick Font. Chapter 1. Ken Hack hadn't seen it, but he damn well heard it. There was no mistaking the sound of an RPG being launched. The second he heard the all-too-familiar pop and then the sound of the missile cutting through the night sky, he turned quickly to his right and could see the rocket headed straight at him. "Incoming!" he yelled into his wrist microphone, dropping to the solid gray metal behind one of the stacks on the roof of the White House. A huge explosion shook the entire building under him. A fireball shot high and far from the Oval Office. Lying near the ledge, facing south of the roof, he jumped up and sprinted as fast as he could away from the path of the next missile, which he was certain would be directed right at him. Inside, his Secret Service agents were yelling for everyone to get out! Fear filled the eyes of staffers as they ran, not knowing where. Fires burning in the halls. Away was the destination. Screams echoed through the halls. The sounds of the second RPG-7 pop could be heard. Hearts raced. Feet flew. The sounds of shoes pelted off the carpet. People panicked. "Run, run, run!" yelled someone, somewhere, somehow, in the total chaos. Above, Hack and his five-man team sprinted toward the far end of the roof over the west wing, when the missile grenade struck the center of the already damaged Oval Office. Another thunderous explosion and massive fireball shot out from the heart of the most powerful building in the world. Hack, the incredibly strong 6'2 director of the Secret Service, was sent flying like a human cannonball in a circus. It felt like a bad dream, a nightmare. In the air, he could see his loyal and trusted team members around him, arms and legs flailing, eyes bulging, mouths screaming. They were like a team of skydivers drifting through the air with no parachutes. Hack landed hard on his back against the unforgiving roof, bouncing, keeping his head up to avoid a concussion, his shirt sleeves torn, elbows bleeding. Hack quietly gathered himself. Bumps and bruises wouldn't stop this heroic soldier. He bounced up like a gymnast. His men were scattered across the roof. No time to check them. He picked up his 300 Winchester Magnum chambered bolt-action rifle, ran to the front edge, and aimed toward the smoke cloud billowing from the launch point in the Ellipse, the 52-acre park on the south side of the White House. Through his binoculars, he could see four men, all dressed in green fatigues. They were hurrying to load another RPG-7, the Russian-made weapon. Not this time, Hack thought. He had been in this situation many times in Afghanistan, where he had earned the Bronze Star for his courage under fire. He was the best United States Marine Corps sniper in his division, with more than 50 kills. He took great pride in having saved his buddies during a period of the war when soldiers were going door to door, looking for dangerous Taliban fighters. Hack's incredible record had resulted in the White House recruiting him to guard President George H. Walsh and his family. Over the decade, he had roamed the grounds, halls, and roof of the White House. He had never had to fire his weapon. It had certainly been locked and loaded the day the misguided flag-draped American man climbed over the tall, spiked black metal White House fence. Lying on the roof, Hack had his 300 Winchester Magnum pointed at the unwelcome, uninvited intruder, who had raised his arms in victory on the north lawn. Hack had been relieved to see three heavily armed Secret Service agents and their dogs apprehend the disturbed man, allowing the military veteran to avoid adding another kill to his record. Despite his rifle's lack of use over that time period, he had never lost the anxiety he felt on a daily basis. He consistently reminded himself and his team of the responsibility they held, protecting the leader of the free world. The highly trained, muscular, 210-pound patriot knew that it only took one person, one nut, one terrorist to decide to jump that fence with a weapon and a mind full of bad intentions. Or one cleverly disguised miscreant who outsmarted the security system and passed through the White House E Street security checkpoint. Or
sample complete. Ready to continue?